Please pray with me. God, grant that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts and the witness of our lives be acceptable to you. Amen. It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Call me Ishmael. It was a pleasure to burn. Many great stories begin in a way that sticks with you, with first lines that hint at what's coming but don't tell too much and draw you into the story. When I was in high school, I participated in Knowledge Bowl, and one category of questions in our competitions was first lines of classic novels. So I somehow managed to avoid reading some of those classics that were on our suggested reading lists, but I knew how they began. I knew those first lines because I'd memorized them for Knowledge Bowl. So anybody want to try a few? Great. So we'll start with the ones that I already read. Anybody know where does this come from? It was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Dickens, Tale of Two Cities, that's right. Call Me Ishmael. Moby Dick, very good. It was a pleasure to burn. Fahrenheit 451, good, okay. How about this? It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife. Pride and Prejudice, okay. I can tell there are some folks who are a little competitive here. All right, one more. This is one of my favorite books. Many years later, as he faced the firing squad, Colonel Aureliano Buendia was to remember that distant afternoon when his father took him to discover ice. I didn't even have to get through it. What is it? 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez. Yeah. Thanks for playing. So today we hear the first lines of the story of God and God's people, as our sacred scriptures tell it. It's a familiar story, and that first line is one we probably all could say in some form too. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. This is a time of year when many of us are in the midst of different kinds of beginnings. Sometime in the last few weeks, some of you might have sent your children back to school or seen your grandchildren go back to school or neighbors. And maybe it was a big day, maybe the first day of preschool or kindergarten or the first day of middle school or high school. Sports and all sorts of clubs and activities are beginning to start up again. Your schedules might be shifting from the relative ease of summer to a busier pace. And even if your life is not built around the rhythms of summer and school or school days, the shift in the weather over the last week signals a kind of beginning, the change of the seasons. Today marks a couple of beginnings for our congregation. As I mentioned, today is Rally Day, the kickoff for our Sunday school program. So we have lots of families back who have been on vacation for a while. It's good to see folks and see how the kids have grown. We're also doing something, we're starting something new in worship today. We're trying something this year called the Narrative Lectionary. A lectionary is just a set of readings for worship, and the narrative lectionary is a set of readings that moves through the whole great story of God and God's people in more or less chronological order, starting with the Old Testament stories in the fall, moving through the prophets and into the story of Jesus at Christmas, continuing through the story of Jesus' life and his resurrection, and then into the stories of Jesus' followers after the resurrection, the early church in the spring. Each year of the narrative lectionary, it's a four-year cycle, and every year in the cycle will begin in Genesis. But this year, we happen to be starting at the very, very beginning with one of the creation stories in Genesis. It's a familiar story for many of us. the story of God calling our world into being one day at a time, naming the goodness of every part of creation as God creates, and naming the goodness of the wholeness that emerges as God creates day by day. And God saw that it was good. More than 1,000 years after this story of creation that we just heard, more than 1,000 years after it started to be told as one of the sacred stories of God's people, the author of the Gospel of John told the story of the beginning again. John wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John is talking about Jesus, of course. Jesus is the Word with God in the beginning. John doesn't tell a story of Jesus' birth, but instead begins with those familiar first words from Genesis, "In the beginning." John wants us to think of Genesis and that first story of the first things, because for John, the story of Jesus starts at the very beginning of all things and unfolds and unfolds and unfolds in the story of Jesus of Nazareth and continues unfolding through this moment now and will continue to unfold and unfold and carry us into the promised future of life in the very presence of God. In the TV series Doctor Who, the Doctor is a kind of time traveler. And in one episode, he tries to explain how it's possible to travel through time. His explanation starts like this. "People assume that time is a strict progression of cause to effect. But actually, from a non-linear, non-subjective point of view, it is more like a big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff." I'm not so sure about the Doctor's theory of time. I did try to do some reading about the multiverse and parallel universes, but it's very, very confusing, so you'll have to do some research on your own if you're interested in that. So I don't know about the big ball of wibbly-wobbly, timey-wimey stuff. But the part of the Doctor's explanation that makes sense to me is this. Our lives are not just a predictable progression of one thing after another, a progression of cause to effect, because God's grace enters into our lives, and God interrupts our lives and transforms and renews us again and again and again when it seems like things are coming to an end and there's no hope for something more. God begins again. There are all kinds of beginnings. Sometimes being at the beginning of something is exciting. I imagine for many kids who started school in these past few weeks, it was exciting to get to go to first grade or to sixth grade in the middle school. Sometimes beginnings are something that you have waited for and looked forward to, or they're a sign of having grown up or accomplishing something great. There are some beginnings that bring anxiety and uncertainty. Sometimes it's the beginning of something you did not look for because it comes from a loss or it means the end of something else. Today we hear the beginning lines of the great story of God's love and the promise of God's healing all of creation. And we will continue to hear the story unfold and unfold in the weeks and months to come. But the story doesn't end when we get to the end of the book. The story does not end in the last pages of Scripture in the book of Revelation. The story of God's love is continuing to unfold and unfold through us and in us and around us in our lives and in our world. In every beginning in our lives and in every ending too, God is present, still calling forth life in the midst of darkness. Jesus, the Word of God, is present, is here now, And God is still creating and redeeming and sustaining us day by day by day. Thanks be to God. Amen.